Election 2024 on News Talk.
I'm delighted to be joined now on the line by the victorious poll topper, I think, in the Clare constituency. One of the ones I got right, that Fianna Fáil would get two seats here. You must be absolutely delighted after a vote management plan in 2020 went wrong with your colleague Cathal Crowe to get back to Leinster House.
Yeah, look, I'm very pleased. I mean, we tried really hard in 2020 by dividing up areas and staying out of areas, and on paper, it looked very doable. Unfortunately, when it was passed over to the electorate, they had a different view. We changed strategy this time. We all canvassed virtually all the areas except our home patches. And I think that level of intensity and that level of work has paid off. And we will, as you say, deliver two seats for Fianna Fáil on this occasion. So I'm pleased to be back, and I'm really pleased for the team around me and for my family who have stuck with me during the past 5 years and who were motivated again to go out and try and make this happen. So
at the point at which you lost your seat, Timmy, of course, you were very prominent Fianna Fáil from Benshire. You must be thinking with the extra seat that you'd make a very suitable cabinet minister.
But of course, Ivan, you and I have been around politics a long time, and we know that there are things that happen and there are things that don't. So you always hope for the best and see what happens. But look, that's for a pay grade well above mine, and we'll see how things pan out.
How do you feel the election has gone for Fianna Fáil?
I think very well. Like over the past few months when we were out canvassing, some people who've been with me a long time were saying, God, this is one of the best receptions we've been getting for a while. Yes, people are identifying problems, but they seem to believe that the current government is best placed to deliver. There were very few people looking for change, which in 2020 we heard a lot of refrain about change. That wasn't there on this occasion. That's not to say that the general public who voted for us are entirely happy with every aspect of where society is at, but they seem to believe that the current administration had handled some tricky issues well, but had significantly more to do. And I think they've, from what I can see, and again, needless to say, Evan, you'll know you'll be concentrating here on the local mm-hmm. situation rather than nationally, but from the little bits that I've managed to zone in on, it looks as if both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are having a pretty good election.
It also looks like the Greens will get no seat, a complete wipeout. What do you attribute that to?
It's hard to know. It's difficult. I mean, I have to say some of my Green colleagues who I had gotten to know really well over the years were very sincere, very hardworking, and had a really strong ambition for Ireland and for where we need to go in terms of climate change and address the decarbonisation of our economy. And some of those decisions have been tough. And I mean, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have had their own programme and strategy, and I've been involved in that for over 15 years now, working on some of our environmental policy. And I think sometimes those decisions are difficult. The electorate sometimes don't like some of the decisions, but accept them. And I think perhaps the Green Party suffered a little bit about some of the negative aspects of those policies. But I also think that both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have had a strong approach to the decarbonisation of our economy, have been supportive of the measures and are very much working towards our targets for 2020.
Do you think they've been anti-farmer?
I think some of the rhetoric has been anti-farmer. I mean, Ivan, as you know, grew up on a small farm in East Clare. I know the farming community in Clare. I know the challenges that they face, but I also know their resilience and their desire to be part of that change. I think sometimes, and I don't say this in relation to Green politicians, those that are represented in Leinster House, but some of the people who are around the Green movement have been somewhat preachy towards farmers and towards rural Ireland and have sought to create a divide. Now, I know Eamon Ryan very well. I've worked with him, and I've worked with most of the members of the Dáil and the Senate. And I didn't find that attitude from them, but I found it from some people who would see themselves as part of a greening agenda. And that does annoy the farming community, the rural community, who know the challenges they have, know the impact that it's going to have on their livelihoods, but they're up for the challenge because they full well know that climate change is real. We've seen the very significant flooding. We've seen fires in other parts of Europe. We've seen the very strange weather patterns in recent years, and that impacts on farming. The cyclical nature of the weather now has changed the way farming was practiced even up to 10 years ago.
Finally, if when Micheál is congratulating you and sorting out your ministry, would you have any preference? Depends on the arithmetic, I know. If you're a few seats short of an overall working majority, would you have any preference between independence over another party?
Well, I'm not so sure that Micheál Martin will necessarily be asking me for my opinion on that. I think he's well able to work out the arithmetic himself. He has shown a great skill in that regard, and he's been very adept at bringing people with him. And what he has succeeded in doing over the past 5 years in government is putting the country ahead of the party's electoral interests. And I think that has paid off on this occasion. Because what I regularly get reflected to me by people who wouldn't typically be supporters of Fianna Fáil, they come from Fine Gael, they come from where else, that he's a true statesman. He's somebody who has understood what's needed to be done. He's able to take tough decisions that mightn't give the kind of electoral bounce that you'd want. But in the long run, those decisions pay off. And I think they've paid off on this occasion, that people did see that his stewardship of the economy, his capacity to work internationally, his diplomatic skills have been really, really strong. And having been the co-president of the party that we're affiliated to in Europe, ALDE, I saw it firsthand how well he was regarded across Europe and by leaders right across Europe who understood what he was about, knew that his skill sets were real, and they were on behalf of, when he was in that stage, European citizens as well as Ireland.
All right. He's the comeback kid. He's Timmy Dooley. He has won in a milestone victory, two seats for Fianna Fáil, and returns to the Dáil. We wish you all the best for your future political career.
Election 2024 on News Talk.